Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This episode is sponsored by Try Vegan, a vegan meal home delivery service that is nutritious and delicious and makes your life easier. Based out of New Jersey, they deliver throughout the Northeast. Check out more details on their website, tryveganmealprep.com. And you can get 25% off your first order with the promo code LITYOGA. So go vegan. Good movement, and welcome to Redefining Yoga, a Lit Yoga podcast, which is designed to investigate all aspects of the modern evolution of yoga from my background as a physical therapist and lover of movement. My mission is to help everyone find freedom through smarter and safer movement patterns, so together we can be uplifted, benefiting all beings. Welcome to Wednesday Q&A, live from Italy.
Yay!
Buongiorno!
Buongiorno, prego. This is where you ask the questions and we answer. And we're going to start right on off with, this was a really good, nice little postpartum suggestions. This is from Andrea Carson, 18.
You know, we get this a lot. First of all, I will say that I love that people are asking this, because I'll be the first person to admit, when I had my first, second, and third child, I gave no thought to the fact of appropriate or proper postpartum exercises. I went right back to what I was doing. And for a long, long time, I had pain. I had back pain. I would have pain the first few days of my period. I mean, 10 years after. And it wasn't until I really started examining and working with Lit Yoga, working on my core and reconnecting to that area, that that pain resolved. And so we have a great program that Lara's done on Lit Daily for prenatal, postnatal. But, you know, that's where you want to start. Be forgiving for yourself, because you've just had a baby and your body has been in a very unusual position for usually at least four of the last 9 months, where you've got this extra weight in the front. Your body has been holding that most of the time with an anteriorly tilted pelvis. A lot of pressure where the thoracic spine meets the lumbar spine, just to kind of lean back into that. And so you can see it. People will walk around like they're still pregnant. And then the abdominals have been quite stretched out. And we really lose that that mind-body connection to the core. So the first thing you want to start is with some, I mean, you can, there are a lot of PTs who specialize in pelvic floor / postpartum exercises, but they're doing the same thing we're doing in the reset. It's finding, learning, you know, regaining your neutral pelvis, tapping back into your core abdominals, your breath work, you know, really learning how to, you know, reestablish the rib position where the ribs are no longer flaring, can come back to your breath work. And then some soft tissue, you know, maybe if you're really tight in the back body, don't forget, a lot of people postpartum are also still breastfeeding. So we have this rounded upper back that we need to work on for a lot of new moms. What else do you have to say about that?
Yeah, I was going to mention that. And that's what I cover in the postpartum, you know, postnatal series, which is good for everybody, not just postnatal, because it really does go through neutral pelvis, helping your shoulders and your posture. You know, you've been carrying a baby, and I think the best thing to really think of is going slow. Your endurance, your energy is probably not going to be the same, but you do, movement is really important. So I would think of more like drills, movement, like KB said, getting the thoracic spine more mobile, more contained in front. So sometimes just like putting your hands on your lower front ribs and just drawing them toward the pelvic bowl, because this is,
called the thoracopelvic cylinder. And when it's been disturbed, changed a little bit, you just need to kind of bring everything back together into this cylindrical fashion. And that'll help your core strength, that'll help your breathing, and that'll help your movement of your limbs. And that's going to help when you're picking up the baby, doing all these things that sometimes can be non-linear, somewhat awkward, asymmetrical. You need everything more tidied up in the center. That will take some time. I was telling KB the other day when we were talking about this, I remembered after, you know, it was probably week three, I was just lying in bed and I just tried like a little bit of a head lift looking down, because the visual is really important too. Like Kristen said, you're going to be, this is like a, I call it the twilight zone. It's become very disconnected, stretched out. And with that, the communication between the two has really been dimmed. So I just looked down and it was like trembling like crazy. And I just smiled. I was like, okay, it's awakening. So you can't compare yourself to, and most people don't, they recognize, you know, it takes a while. It's a whole 9 months, in and then 9 months out. And there's that amount of time in many ways to get back to feeling in this succinct and integrated self. So be really gentle. But you can, you know, when you feel like it's right for you, you can start doing stability core work, because that's just that kind of, okay, I'm just trying to hold. I'm not trying to move with it. Dynamic core work, that will, you need to build up to that. So check out our postnatal series and just be really, really tender on yourself, because it's a lot. You have hormones, you have sleep deprivation, you have lifestyle change. Your body is different. It will come back, I promise, but just be very, you know, patient with it. And on the other hand, don't ignore the fact that it is different, because I'm sure you've seen it too. I've had women who didn't really do much, and then like 9, 10, maybe a year after, just started launching into activity and they had not done the prep work. And so when you hear about diastasis recti, don't be scared about that. Everybody is going to split a little bit, and it's really a matter of pulling it together and doing that gradually, but doing it, you know, in that time frame before you start more dynamic activity. Like if you go, you know, right back into running, like you were talking about with your kids, and haven't better prepared the core, you can, you know, you're just setting yourself up for being less efficient, but also being less secure. Like your core is your stability, literally, not just, you know, making you feel stable, but holding everything together well and creating the dynamic for better breath and efficient movement.
Well, and I think the good news is even if you're like me and didn't do anything, I found lit yoga, it took several years, but I remember when I went through teacher training with Laura, we were kind of looking at my diastasis, and it was like an alien coming out of my stomach. Wow. Yeah. And now I have a hard time reproducing that, because a lot of that soft tissue has tied back down again, just from I'm doing our reset almost every single day, because I do lit yoga almost every single, I do it every single day,
more than once.
Yeah. But you can restore that. But be patient. Mm-hmm. And like you said, be kind.
Yeah. All right. Let's do one more. So this one was, I can't find it, but she had asked, she had said, hey, she loved the fact that we were so creative and lit. And she's like, how do you come up with so many creative sequences? It seems like they're endless. Yeah. So I'll just launch right in. I mean, I feel like the methodology and the blueprint really allows for that creativity. For me personally, I'm always just trying to move in a variety of ways. I feel like when you really understand the body, you understand, like, you don't need to know muscle attachments, but knowing them, I can know the angles that I want to kind of hit to then maximize the activity of that particular muscle. And then it's really fun to think of it. So a lot of times I just play on the mat. I'll say, what happens if I do this? Or I kind of know the basics of how to, you know, make your hip flexors stronger or your glutes stronger or your core more stable. But then I'm always trying to find different ways for myself, because then it's always fun. It's like I was saying this the other day to KB as well. It's like, she's very creative in some ways. And other people are creative in some ways that I am not. Like, I could not do handiwork very well, like sit and sew or draw, like magical. She paints. I can't do that, but this is my form of artwork. And I think we all have that within us. And I just tapped into my unique creativity that I think somewhat was innate. And then I just have maximized and capitalized on it. Not literally, well, kind of literally.
Yeah, yes, definitely. I mean, she turned her strength into what she does now. And I mean, it is, if you've ever practiced with Laura on the fly, it's truly remarkable. It just pours out of her. And so it comes naturally. That's not the way it is for me. I do have some of that. But so for the lay movement people, I would say some of the things that I do, I scroll Instagram, I'll scroll YouTube. So I like to create my flows about the bodies. So let's say, today I want to do thoracic extension. I'll YouTube thoracic extension mobility exercises or thoracic extension. And I'll scroll through a bit. Oh, I like that. And then that will spark something in my brain. So that's one thing I'll do. I do, like you, I will get on my mat and play. Moving, changing directions. I find what makes my favorite kind of the flow is the transitions. We talked about this too. The poses are one thing, but getting between the poses is what I think makes a flow magical. You have a great way of doing that. She knows how to go from pose to pose and then moving around the mat. So the body doesn't get bored. Do your cat cow facing the side of the mat. People looked at me the first time I did that, like I was crazy, but it's like, ooh, I really like that because it's different. And you can come up to tall kneeling, you know, do something there, hop the feet apart. You're ready for side lunges. Whereas normally I would have to transition through to get there. So playing on the mat and then also practicing. I was laughing with my husband just last week saying, I put together a flow and it took me so much less time. And I said, wow, man, I cannot believe I threw this flow together that I really liked in X amount of time. And he said, well, it's because I do it so much now, making up a new flow every week for you guys on the Lit Daily for my lives. They're always brand new. That it's like working a muscle. Your brain, your creativity is a muscle that it just comes easier. It used to take me a day and a half I'd come back. I got so much work. And now you're just, you know, creativity, I do think it has to be worked.
It does.
And it has to be strengthened.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree. It is. And it's fun. And it's like a recycling, you know, you recycle it and use it again and it restores. And just the more it's just like any other muscle, the more you do it. I crave it. If I haven't been creative in a while, it's like, I need that. That's actually it's like meditative for me. I kind of get in a zone and just feel a lot as opposed to just, but I sometimes will think of how I want things to move. So you just have to check it out. If you have not yet practiced with us on Lit Daily, go there. We have a 2-week free trial and you get to see how we're creative. And we do have people who sometimes are overwhelmed with our creativity because they're so used to kind of being in one plane or barely turning or knowing a series that they've just repeated over and over again. Stick with it because it will actually grow your brain. When you struggle, your brain pays attention more. When you're curious, your brain pays attention more. When it's different, your brain pays attention. And in that paying attention, it is growing. Doing something on autopilot, while sometimes that's fun and can be like more energy conserving because you just don't feel like thinking about too much. In movement, you need to bring a lot more awareness to it because it'll actually bring more strengthen the connections between brain and body and you'll actually benefit greatly in so many ways. So check it out. Well, thank you all for our here's our Italian version. Ciao bellas.
Grazie.
As always, you can write us. You can DM me at laura.hyman or KB at KBWilliams99.
Or you can reach us via email at support@lityoga.com. As always, we're
pulling for you.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.